raise a couple more to the revolution.
We have only three words for you.
Uh-oh.
We're taking over!
The world we're alive.
Why not raise a little hate?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the Q0 Theater Cast. This is your host, Artistic Director Dan Pelletier. Very excited to be back to start off Season 3. First, I'd like to thank everybody who came out to see Heather's the Musical and supported us, as well as a huge shout-out to that wonderful cast. That was quite possibly the most incredible show I've ever been a part of, let alone directed and designed for, but it was just fantastic from beginning to end. We had such wonderful actors. It was great to just fill the Derry Opera House with more people than we had ever had at a Q0 show before, as well as all of the people who were able to take in the show digitally as we continue to hashtag restart the art. Now I'm going to do another one, wrap up of Season 2 and kick off Season 3 and talk about all the COVID challenges and things like that in another day. But to kick off our third season of both, Q0 being a powerhouse theater company, as well as Season 3 of our podcast, we've got a little treat for you, this mini episode that we are calling an audition primer for the first show of Q0 in 3D, Dorks, Demons, and Dogma. And that is an interview with the director and creator of our first piece, Deadly, an original movement piece, Crystal Rose Welsh. So I'm going to stop rambling on and throw it back to my past self, where you can learn all about why you need to come out and audition for Q0 this season. Thanks for joining us on the podcast here. Why don't you just take a moment to introduce a little bit about yourself for our listeners who might not know who you are.
Hi, thank you for having me. I am Crystal Rose Welch. I'm a newer director. And definitely new to Q0, and it's my first time directing in New Hampshire since, well, being a high school student in New Hampshire myself. So it's my first time kind of doing it as an adult, which is very exciting. I grew up in Merrimack, New Hampshire, doing theater from the time I was 5, and I was very passionate about it. I knew from a very young age, I was like, this is it. It's all I want to do for the rest of my life. Used to think that was going to be just acting. I grew up thinking like, oh, I just want to be an actor, and then transitioned into directing in college. And from there, I've been trying to jumpstart more of a career. Obviously, theater is a hard thing to do full time. I'm sure you know that very well.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to finally be putting myself out there more, especially after this pandemic, to get back to the arts. I really want to help restart the arts. And the only way to do that is to, put work out there and be bold and try something new. So
yeah, 100%. We are very excited to have you as part of our season. We've got a lot of ambitious things, and your piece is definitely one of them. So why don't you, let's dive right in. Tell everybody what is Deadly. A little bit about the piece, maybe where it came from, anything you think might, pique people's interest.
So about 5 years ago, maybe a little over 5 years ago now, I was on my way to watch a play at my old college, and this song came on over my Pandora, and it was called Angelica by Lamb. And it's all instrumental. I'm just like listening to it, and my brain starts to do this drifting thing it does sometimes when I listen to music that like is really touching my soul in a way. And I just started picturing this piece of human comes into the world, pristine, clean, like ready to see what life has to offer. And then sins, like the seven deadly sins, approach human and take take them on quite the journey. And that idea of, even if you've gone through and seen a lot and done a lot and experienced everything out there, that nothing can push you too far away from being loved, being accepted, finding your people, and you know, being accepted and loved by God, if that's what you believe. I'm very spiritually open, so I'm not like trying to force anything on anyone. If someone comes to this and they're like, well, I don't believe in God, that's perfectly fine. There are people out there who will love and accept and forgive you, who are just people as well. It's not always all about a higher power. Sometimes it's just about like a friend, a family member, a coworker, like someone who just sees what you're going through and is willing to stand beside you while you work your way out of it.
So you would say it's a, you know, religiously inspired, but not necessarily a religious piece.
Yeah. It started a lot more religious than it's kind of wound up. I think as I went through kind of a deconstruction process in my own religion, I realized that it didn't have to be so literal. It didn't really have to be like, oh, well, sins. That's why I keep calling it the modern day seven deadly sins, because I'm like, okay, what does it look like when you feel awful? Like, do you hate your career? I attribute that to sloth, is monotony. It's, you don't like your job. You're working this 9 to 5 and you're bored and you're not being creative and you're not doing what you want to do. And I started just kind of working through all of the sins like that. That was my process, was going, okay, well, what do I think gluttony looks like? That's a big one. People are like, oh, well, gluttony is like you eat a lot, right? And I'm like, well, I don't think it is anymore. I think it's indulgence, but not just like food indulgence. It's you, maybe you party really hard, or you emotionally tax yourself because you're like putting too much into others, which is something I know that I fall victim to a lot, is I will put so much into other people who probably don't want anything to do with me. And so I wanted to explore all of these sins for what I think they are and what my cast is ultimately going to think they are, because this piece is not so set in stone that if I don't meet someone at auditions that changes my mind about something, it's going to influence the piece. The actors always influence the piece. I'm sure you know that as well from all the shows you've worked on at Q0 as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's one of the things that I personally do also like to emphasize when I'm working. You know, I might have an idea of what a character is in mind, but I want the actors to feel like they're artists. You know, as an actor, I never liked working with a director that, you know, for lack of a better word, was really looking to put on a puppet show than direct a show where they just wanted me to do exactly what they would have done if they were playing the role. You know, so being able to have that creative back and forth, I think, is an important part of my artistic process, and an important part of the artistic process of everybody I'm, you know, looking to work with. So it's a movement piece. So can you talk a little bit more about exactly what that means to you, and how you envision the, you know, piece coming together and story being told?
Yeah, I'd love to. So movement has been a passion of mine since about 2010. I was a freshman in high school, to date myself a little bit, but not too much. I'm not that old. So I got to work with Keith Weirich, who works over at Peacock Players. I think he's still there. Incredible director. Amazing guy to work with. And he was doing our festival piece for my high school that year. And I remember bombing my audition, crying on stage, forgetting the entire monologue. Probably the worst audition I've ever had. But you didn't have to speak in this show. He was like, I want to do a devising piece about Francisco Goya, the Spanish painter, and you guys are going to determine what path that takes off of his artwork. And it was eye-opening for me. It changed my mind about how theater wasn't just the same musicals, the same plays. Like, you could work together as a cast to really create something. And from there, and moving through those portraits and those paintings, I realized, oh, this is another form of theater. Some people ask, is it dance? And I'm like, it's not really dance. Dance, you might tell a singular quick story during a song, or it might be like, oh, the audience can interpret it however they want. But for movement, I could be throwing someone, dragging someone, interacting in such a way that you don't need words to feel what is happening in that moment and in that piece. So I started there. I continued on throughout high school, got to do some more festival work, did it throughout college and after college. And now I am ready to like bring movement to the main stage. I don't think a lot of people know what it is. I don't think a lot of people have seen a movement piece before. Have you seen a movement piece before?
I mean, maybe not a full piece. I think I've seen movement within a bigger piece of theater, but not something that I, you know, a full length piece that's been 100% just movement. So, very exciting.
Yeah, it's, I'm excited to share this passion with my people who come to audition, with the people who come to watch the show, with my crew who ends up coming to work on it. You know, still looking for a stage manager. If anyone out there is interested, you could be new to it, and that doesn't matter to me. I am totally open to working with people who've never done anything with theater before. You could never have acted a day in your life, and I want you to come audition for my show.
So why don't we transition there? I mean, our main target audience with this quickie podcast is to attract auditioners and get people excited for it. So can you talk maybe a bit about like what you're looking for in the ideal auditioner? What sort of people are you trying to see? What things are you, you know, hoping to get out of people? You know, what are we looking for?
I want people who are collaborative, they're creative, they are willing to try things, because things stop when you stop saying yes and you stop being willing to play and experience all that this, it's a strange process, but all the process has to offer. The process starts at auditions. I, that night, am looking for the people who are going to come beside me and be excited to just play with the music that we've selected, play with the storyline, bring their own past and experiences into the room. Because it's, I know with a lot of other plays, you're like, okay, you got in, you had a bad day, leave that behind. But instead, I want you to come in. I want you to tell me why your day was bad, because that could influence what we do that night. Maybe you had a day where you were so upset at yourself. So, okay, let's work on the seventh sin tonight. It's wrath. It's about self-hatred. Let's work on that, because you had a rough day with that. Let's see how we can get that all out so that you leave feeling better than when you came in. So I want it to be a transformative experience for people. So I don't want people to be afraid that maybe they're not in a good place in their life, or maybe I don't know anything about dance. You don't need to know about dance. You don't. I just want people who care, if that makes sense. I want people who want to do this, because if this is just something to put on your resume, that's not what I'm looking for. I don't want just like, it doesn't need to be like, oh, I've danced my entire life and I'm a really good dancer. Okay. Well, but do you care about this project? Like, do you care about telling this story with me? That's what I'm looking for. I want storytellers.
Hello, Q0 fans. Q0 business advisor and performer Jake Ranlett here, interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast to talk about Q0 sponsorship and membership. As I'm sure you know, theater is really expensive, and we cannot survive on ticket sales alone. Which is why we have these two awesome programs that not only allow Q0 to continue to revolutionize the performing arts scene in New Hampshire, but has incredible benefits for you as well. Sponsors get their name and logo in our playbill, on our posters, mentioned in our podcasts, listed on our press releases, and so much more. we go out of our way to make sure everyone knows about you and thanks you for helping make Q Zero possible. We also have our membership program for individuals who want a little bit more bang for their buck and a lot more Q Zero in their lives. We have 10 different levels of membership, starting as low as $2 a month. Every level of membership comes with awesome perks, such as early access to the Q Zero Theater Cast, discounts on tickets and merchandise, exclusive behind-the-scenes video content, the ability to read our new works blog, and so much more. The more you give, the more you get. If you want to be a vital part of the Q Zero Revolution, head on over to czthreater.com and click the Support CZT link to become a sponsor or a member today. And now, back to the podcast.
Yeah, love everything you said there. Can you maybe also, you know, give a little bit more detail as to like what will the audition process be like? I mean, what should people expect to be ready to do? Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of things will you be asking of them? What's their 30-minute slot going to look like?
Perfect. So you'll be interacting with whoever else is in your 30-minute slot. I do not do private auditions. I believe in because you really can't, I can't see how well you interact with other people if you're alone in the room. So you're going to be in a room with up to 5 other people besides yourself. And I'm going to start with still, like if I'm still movements, I call it statues. So if I ask you to depict anger, I want to see physically what statue you morph into from that. And then maybe I'll count down and I'll give you like 10 seconds to transform into another emotion. And I might watch how your body physically interprets that. After that, I'm going to put on some music and I'm going to see how the people auditioning interpret that music. Because sometimes the most interesting thing at auditions, the thing that gets me to cast someone is simply they did something I was not expecting. And it changed my view of the song. I love to be inspired by others. And that's what I want. I want someone to come in and inspire me. So it's just a lot of movement. There's no speaking. There's no monologues. It just, you know, come in, stretch yourself out a little bit when you get into the room, when you're waiting to come in with me. And we're just going to have a good time. It should be a fun experience. It should be a comfortable experience. I don't want people to be intimidated by me. I don't think I'm that intimidating, but no.
Excellent. So if there was somebody that was like maybe on the fence about auditioning, what would you say to, you know, push them over the edge and try to get them to come out?
It's not about whether or not you get cast. It's about whether or not you take the chance at being cast. You know, if you're on the fence about it, there's no reason not to try it. I mean, if you come in and you try it and honestly, you're not into it, you can tell me that and you can leave and that's okay. But you're going to regret it if you don't even take a chance at it. You'll be like, oh, that play was so cool. Oh, I thought about auditioning for it, but I wasn't sure what it'd be like, or maybe the director's crazy. I don't know. You can come see my crazy for yourself, you know, come to audition.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you want to tell to our potential talent pool out there, the auditioners? You know, give us a final thought on, you know, what's going to getting people excited for this show from an auditioning standpoint.
I am inspired by you. You at home listening to this. I write these shows because I want to help people realize that they're not alone in anything they're going through. The hardest things are often the things we don't talk about. So don't come talk about it if you don't want to. Come move. Come just experience it. And trust me, I need you. I need you to come inspire me and elevate this piece. I can't do it alone.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you want everyone to know? I think that was a great final thought. I might rearrange that in post-production. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we didn't get a chance to discuss?
Auditions are January 2nd and 3rd. That's a Sunday and a Monday, Sunday afternoon, Monday evening. There's plenty of slots still available, so feel free to sign up. And if for some reason you can't audition either of those days, I am 100% willing to like video chat with someone, talk to someone. If they're really passionate about this project and they could make it to callbacks, but not to auditions, I'd be willing to consider them. I want people to know that like I want people who are passionate. And if for some reason you're like traveling back that day, that's okay. Like just reach out to us. We'll make something work.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We'll get this out there as soon as possible so we can try to get all the interest going. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the podcast at least once, if not a couple more times, as the show's coming together to keep everybody posted on all those fun things. So thanks for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thank you for talking with me.
Thank you once again to Crystal for that wonderful interview. I hope everybody is now uber excited to be a part of Deadly. So those auditions are coming up right around the corner, the first weekend in January. Head on over to cztheater.com. Sign up today. Do not wait. As Crystal said, whether you've never been on stage before or you have been dancing and acting your entire life, we are looking for you to be a part of this very unique and special piece. You're not going to want to miss it. And we're going to be back real soon with a similar audition primer for Puffs, our second show, which is also auditioning and starting rehearsals right in January. We are hitting the ground running with Season 3, Q0 in 3D, Dorks, Demons, and Dogma. Not going to want to miss it. We need you to be a part of it. So, want to keep this short. As we said, it's a micro episode. So I'm going to just do what I always do and sign off. Thank you to all of our sponsors and supporters. Head on over to cztheater.com to find out how you can become a sponsor or a member through our Patreon. We've got so many great perks that are going to be better than ever in 2022. So, without further ado, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. One final time, this is Artistic Director Dan Pelletier. And as we always say here on the Q0 Theatercast, support local theater and join the revolution.